Good morning. It is Sunday, September the 1st, and this is Ask the Mayor. I'm Chris Duffy, joined as always by Mayor Patrick Taylor and Mayor Taylor. Tomorrow, of course, is Labor Day and a long weekend here, one of the busier weekends in Highlands. And I know a lot of people are wondering, after a long weekend of cooking out and celebrating, are they going to get their trash picked up on Monday?
And Chris, my response is absolutely. Our trucks will be running on that holiday, and they'll just be picking up their normal route. Let me just say this. There are two times during the year where our crews do not run on holidays. That's Thanksgiving and Christmas. All the other times we have crews out making overtime, but we continue to pick up trash on almost all the holidays. So Labor Day, put your trash out at the right time and it'll be picked up. And let me just add one other thing. Our town hall office will be closed since this is an official holiday. We won't be open, but we'll be back up and running on Tuesday morning.
Mr. Mayor, I know a lot of town residents are concerned, and rightfully so, about Hurricane Dorian. Of course, we have a lot of residents here who split their time between here and Florida, and they're concerned about the effect down there, but there is a possible effect here that we don't know the exact path yet, whether we will see a little or a lot from this storm. What message do you have to our residents ahead of this storm possibly impacting us here in Highlands?
Well, a couple of things. It is the hurricane season, and we're not immune from the effects of a major hurricane, so I advise everyone to always have their supplies and everything in place, because you never know when something like this current hurricane will be coming across the state of Georgia or up Alabama and hitting the plateau here. And normally what happens is, even if there are real low winds below us in North Georgia, by the time the winds hit this elevation at 4,000 feet, they're pretty severe. We've had situations where we have 85-mile-an-hour wind gusts. So everybody needs to be prepared. And our staff, especially our town manager, our police department, and our public work director, continues to track this hurricane and will be monitoring the situation. We will have crews on standby if we think that the weather event is going to come this way. I've talked with Lamar Nix on several occasions, and he's always tracking any tropical storm or hurricane. And his theory is that if it gets into the Gulf and gains speed and momentum, then almost invariably they come up and impact us in a really powerful way. They would hit Apalachicola near Tallahassee or Panama City or anywhere like that, and then track over to where we are. If a hurricane goes up the East Coast, usually it doesn't really have any effect on us. So we'll be looking at what's going to happen and taking the appropriate measures to plan for a bad weather event. I want to say one thing. If this storm tracks our way and we have power outages, we will know that that is happening. We'll have crews out putting up power lines and so forth. So if you lose power, you don't have to call 911 immediately and say, my power's out and I need it back. We will be aware of power outages, and we will be making sure that we're reconnected as soon as possible. One other thing, if after a while you haven't received power back to your residence, then maybe you should consider calling 526-4131. That is the non-emergency call center to dispatch, and they can make sure that the power is being covered. But my first advice is just to wait. In a situation like this, you don't have to call in. Our crews will be taking care of that. And of course, on a day where we are having a normal business hours and you lose power during a regular business day, simply call in to Town Hall at 526-2118, and our folks at the front desk have a radio and they dispatch crews from Town Hall. So just be patient if we do lose power in one of these bad weather events. We'll have our crews out working as fast as they can to restore power.
Mr. Mayor, you had your community coffee this past Friday. This time around, the subject was short-term rentals. So we're talking Airbnb, VRBO, and I understand you had quite the turnout.
Yes, I did. We had a full house at the Hudson Library. The Highlands Plateau Audubon Society actually were the sponsors of the event. It was always good to see concerned citizens out wanting information and asking questions about this emerging issue. And in my column this past week, I wrote about it in the newspaper about the short-term rentals. At the past town board meeting, I called upon the land use committee and the staff to look at possible ordinances that would regulate this kind of business transaction. And we had a lot of people at the coffee who were very concerned about maintaining the integrity of our neighborhoods, and the concern that if you just have a proliferation of these short-term VRBO rentals, that it really impinges on the quality of life in the neighborhoods. I, along with most people, do not want to ban those kind of transactions, but we do think that maybe it's time to look at how we can best manage and regulate the VRBO industry. One other thing that came up at the meeting was also the Airbnb. And what is the policy in town concerning the Airbnb? My response was, in residential neighborhoods, according to the current zoning laws, they're not really legal. You can't rent out a room to someone in your house. It's a single family dwelling. But with that said, I would like for our land use committee to look at that type of situation also, and should that be regulated? I gave an example of my home in our situation. I have a full basement that goes out to the backyard, two bedrooms and a bath. Could I simply VRBO that part of my house out or rent it out on a short-term basis? The answer is, under current zoning laws, no. It's a single-family dwelling. If I wanted to VRBO and leave the premises and rent it for a short period of time to someone, that can be done. But when you start doing these rooms and part of the house with you occupying it, it really becomes more like a bed and breakfast type of situation. So I think we need to look at those kind of issues and clarify what the zoning ordinance say about them and make them consistent. So that will be a lot of work for our land use committee to review, our staff. And also at the coffee, I also suggested that maybe we need a broader review. Maybe the planning board needs to be involved in this issue, along with even the zoning board, for consistency and so forth. So it's going to take some time for us to develop some policies on these issues about short-term rentals. But on the other hand, we don't need to delay too long, because the North Carolina legislature will be passing a bill, I think, after the new year. And I think we need to have an ordinance in place, if you will, so we could be grandfathered in. If the legislation were to be very extreme in banning all types of regulations on short-term rentals.
Mr. Mayor, in this week's issue of the Highlands newspaper, rather humorous cartoon shows two bears carting off one of the bear-proof trash cans, which they appear to have uprooted from the ground. Has that happened yet?
That was a funny cartoon. And, you know, I said, now hold on, that has not happened yet. And the way we've anchored them, we hope that will not happen. But you never know what a bear will do if given the opportunity. But yes, those bear-resistant cans have worked very effectively. I think we have a couple of more at the warehouse, and we're looking at where we need to place the last remaining cans where they're really needed. The other thing that will be happening at our next board meeting is that I've invited the folks from the North Carolina Wildlife Management Department to come and again go over some of the BearWise policies and what we would need to do next to become a fully certified BearWise community. We're almost there. I think we need to kind of partner with the Bear Task Force in developing some educational materials, and then we will have that designation for the town.
On that note, coming up this Friday, I understand there is going to be a presentation on wildlife management with a focus on bears happening at the Hudson Library.
That's right. It'll be at 11 o'clock, just like the mayor's coffee. And the folks from the Wildlife Management Department will be there to talk with citizens on the best practices for managing the bears as you know, it's the fall. The bears will be out very hungry, getting ready to kind of go into hibernation. So it's a good time to have that program and have people become aware of some of the problems that our furry friends can cause in the community.
Well, on that note, we'll wrap up this episode of Ask the Mayor. I thank Mayor Taylor for joining us this morning, and we both wish you a pleasant Sunday and a happy Labor Day.